Good morning, Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And since we're, you know, just coming off of the election season, don't forget to nominate your favorite business, entrepreneur, small business for our Durango Rocks. Go to DurangoBusiness.org. You can do that. And for your favorite, rehab, for lack of words, we have Dr. Frank Jarrell with SRA Laser in the studio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you today?
Well, I'm good because, you know, I can be a testimonial. You have worked on me, and I've known you now for, I bet, 25 plus years?
Probably. Been here for 30.
Yeah, so it's back in my other media days. You did some advertising with us and worked on me over the years.
Yeah, I think I recall that. I think we still owe you for that one. But
No. I think I owe you. And in fact, recently I've come in and we'll get into some of my ailments because maybe I can get some free advice. But tell me about your background. 30 years in Durango as a chiropractor.
Yeah, 29 years.
Wow.
And been in Durango for 30 years and been developing diagnostic treatment protocols for nerve, muscle, and joint for 25 of those.
Uh-huh.
And I think those who have seen me here kind of heard the term SRA or spinal reflex analysis. And
right.
So this is a program I built to train other doctors and other therapists.
Right. Now you've recently, and I say recently, within how many years now, have ventured into using laser treatment?
Roughly in the last 8 years. The first three of those was, learning.
Okay.
A learning curve. And then after about 3 years, I started designing protocol for the company that's making these advanced high-end lasers, medical lasers. And then I've been teaching doctors and therapists for continuing ed for the last 5 years.
So what is the theory behind the laser treatment? And explain how that works.
Well, laser is using light, and light affects tissue, but it's based upon something called a chromophore. It's a molecule that absorbs light.
Okay.
So an example is plant has chlorophyll. That's one of many chromophores that absorbs light and produces energy for the cells to run on, grow, heal, repair.
Right.
Humans have over 50 chromophores. And examples of those are, that would be to even have vision, you have light-sensitive molecules in the back of your eye.
Okay.
In the retina. To tan your skin, melanin, to produce vitamin D. All of those require light, and we have roughly 50 of those.
Interesting. So the laser that you're using, what does it do in reacting with your body?
Well, what it does is, so every cell has something in it called mitochondria, and that makes the energy for the cell to operate on. And in that is a compound called cytochrome C that is a light-sensitive molecule like chlorophyll, and it helps to produce more energy. So laser gives cells more energy. It increases your RNA and DNA's ability to repair that cell. It accelerates healing. It reduces inflammation.
Interesting.
A bunch of physiological events occur with laser.
So how was this discovered?
In the 1970s, in industry, they were using lasers to for different jobs, and they started to do research with the fear of potential cancer for industrial workers. And what they found in their initial study with mice, shave both, groups' heads, a control group and a treatment group, overexpose high amounts of laser to the skull. And the only thing that happened, no cancer showed up, but their hair grew back faster.
Wow.
And so that was the beginning of the realization that there's some type of physiological benefit here. And it won't help you balding.
I was going to say that because I was going to be like, wait, you've been using it on my thumb and we've been using it on top of my head all this time?
Actually, it is used for hair growth, regrowth.
Interesting, okay.
It's slow, but
right.
It can help.
I lost it slow. Kind of. So then the laser, does it, it's, I would assume, deeper penetration than just surface.
Actually, your skin has something called a skin barrier.
Okay.
And so sunlight is the same type of wavelengths, same, and only 10% of that sunlight actually gets through your skin to the underlying tissue. So it's a 90% efficient barrier.
Yeah.
That keeps you from more damage. And then when you get tanning and melanin, that actually blocks it even more. So laser is all about how much can I get through that skin barrier without overheating you like sunlight.
Okay.
So on a beach in a, you know, in a sun, you feel the warmth on your skin.
Right.
That's only a half watt light bulb. That's not even a 1 watt light bulb.
Interesting.
And it's that warm.
But. Interesting. Now, at your practice, which you're located, you've been in the same location there at 14th and Main. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say just south of Burger King. We'll use the markers here across from Smart Enterprise, and where the train tracks cross Main. There's the there is the designation of where you are, or just north of Powerhouse. I think I've identified where you are.
you have. We always say next to Burger King.
Next to Burger King, which everybody knows where that is. So, but when I've come in, you've use two different types of lasers on the treatment. So explain that. Is one higher frequency? What is it?
Well, exactly. Laser has about four important components. One is how strong it is. And so the ones we use are called high power. They're 45 or 250 watts, which is up to five times stronger than any other laser produced for therapy.
Okay.
The other is it has frequency, which is how many pulses a second it'll give you, flashes a second.
Okay.
These will go up to 100,000, which again is five.
Per second?
Per second.
Wow.
Which is really fast. And that's five times faster than any other laser made. That's important because at 20,000, you bring inflammation down fast in any tissue. It doesn't discriminate what cells. So, and then at 40,000, it actually starts your RNA and DNA to regenerate tissue, to accelerate.
Oh, wow.
So we I think I showed you when you came in, the fellow mountain biker who face planted.
Yes.
And injured, he fractured the roof of his mouth and three teeth off. And we found in five treatments within 5 days, you couldn't virtually tell the guy had an injury. After oral surgery, even.
That's amazing.
Accelerated healing.
Wow. Now, when I've come in, and, you know, so I'm texting thumb. I like to say I was in a mountain biking accident or rock climbing, as I joke around, but no, it's from repetitive motion. Carpal tunnel.
Yes.
You have gone in, and I have to say, did more due diligence in trying to identify where the trigger pain could be coming from, and you even called up on the screen and traced the tendon and where it goes, and working from, I'm making this up, so please correct me, but from the source of where it could be occurring, kind of up more towards my elbow and the inside of my forearm, all the way down to my thumb, and treating all of that. What's the theory behind treating that instead of just right where the acute pain is?
Well, historically, my reputation as a practitioner has been on failed, unresolved, complicated care. And so I like those challenging cases.
Yeah.
And so the theory is that fundamentally, we know that the problem's at the thumb. Mm-hmm. A problem is at the thumb. But is that the cause of the problem? And we have to back up into the tendons, the muscles, the nerves that feed it,
right,
the spinal structures that control those nerves. And we have to get a whole picture to tell us whether we're on the right track. Because just treating a reaction doesn't solve the problem.
Okay.
And you can have multiple reactions. So this is really about getting to the true core of what's happening and treating all of it, all the way down the track. And then we jumped to a different laser the other day with your thumb.
Yeah.
And the purpose of that is it has what's called a wavelength in it. And it's four lasers in one. But that laser affects avascular tissue, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, things that you have to move to get circulation and oxygen to and nutrition. And that's, you know, that's part of the focus. So we saw this kind of uptick in response from that.
Okay. Now, so a couple of testimonials. I talked to people who had gone to you, and you've been doing this, I think, since first part of June. And their testimony was why I came in. I mean, it was like, wow. And so how quickly do you see results? You know, I've probably been four times, I think, now. And I told you this morning, hey, it's feeling a little bit better. What I mean, is it immediate? Is it like, you know, five visits? What is traditionally what you see?
We use a combination of factors. One is the spinal reflex therapy, a protocol I've developed over 25 years. And then we use an infrared camera which actually lets us image how much inflammation, where it's located. As we looked up your arm, we could see an overactive muscle and metabolic and inflammation. So we could track that down. Otherwise, I wouldn't really be able to track it down and figure it out.
And the core,
and then we use the high-tech laser. And the beauty of that is that we don't waste any time guessing. We don't treat you for 6 weeks and guess, you know, did that help?
Or right.
We can immediately, and typically within 1 to 2 treatments, in 95% of the cases, we'll see a notable increase.
That's incredible.
Definitely an objective increase.
Right, right. Well, and then the progression. So who are some of the candidates and what type of conditions for the SRA pain and laser care?
Age is not a factor, although, of course, with infancy, it has to be away from organs and stuff because they're growing fast and growth plates. But otherwise, age is not a factor. And the types of, you know, so we can be working with children, we can work with adults and elderly as we get older. The conditions are from joint, muscle, nerve problems that are chronic. I like to do research, and so one of my projects is to link up with local physician or an MD focusing on diabetic neuropathy, because we're seeing relationships between the infrared imaging, laser treatment, and improvement in blood flow in the lower extremity.
Right.
That could be wonderful. Other research is starting a study with exercise science fellow out in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay.
With the military and studying soldiers and performance. He works with elite soldiers.
Right.
And so we're putting that together, and I'm looking, you know, I'll shortly go to Fort Lewis College and see if they can help me design and collaborate on this study. This stuff I love, but it doesn't matter if you're an athlete, if you're older, if you want to get back in the game because that tennis and shoulder elbow, you know, elbow shoulder problem is stopping you. Those are the things that we take and turn around. This is about turning around conditions that are stopping you from an active lifestyle.
Absolutely. For a minute there, I was just glad to know I was compared to an elite athlete or a special forces, army guy.
No, that was the older guy.
And then you brought it all back around for me. Dr. Frank Jarrow with SRA Laser, and located just south there of Burger King. And now, let me ask you this. If somebody is interested and wants to learn more, what's the best way to set up an appointment with you?
Well, they can call us at 844-0657 and either come in for a consult or even an informative session.
Yeah.
Or they can go to sralaser.org and log in, schedule in, et cetera. We're also starting to offer, Thursdays or once a week sessions on laser and aging in the shoulders, elbows, knees, spine.
Just named everything I have.
Yeah, it's everything that goes south on us.
And a hip. Throwing a hip there too, yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
So on Thursdays.
Educational sessions on Thursday evenings. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, and I want to point out, this is one of the things that I really like about you is that I remember going to you years ago for my back and blew a disc between L4, L5, and you said, Jack, if you just do these exercises I've given you, you wouldn't have to come in and be adjusted. Because you're going to build the core, and and you were telling me basically what to do, so put you out of work.
Yes, but I lean on the factor that hopefully you'll come back for the next problem,
right?
And being in a town that's a playground for adolescent adults.
Yeah.
There's always a new thing.
The reason I say is because of your approach, wanting to truly help the person be able to get back and be active again. So if you want to schedule an appointment, I've done this. It's very simple online, sralaser.org, LASER.org, and you set up an appointment, and highly recommend, just as a testimonial for anybody that has, I'm going to say an ailment, go in and, check it out because results are starting to be seen.
And we can do an infrared scan even as a courtesy and show you where the inflammation is. I can't tell you the number of people that when they can see that they have inflammation, the relief on their face when they realize I can show the doctor I'm not making it up. That type of... That's powerful when you can give immediate feedback and information.
Will you come back? on one of the shows again?
Sure.
Because I got more stuff I got to talk. We're out of time.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. This has been great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I'll see you at my next appointment again. It's Dr. Frank Jarrell with SRA Laser, and that's sralaser.org. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
We got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.